end of eight innings, the Yankees 6, the Colts 4.
Every time with a valentine.
Wow, what a fear that valentine.
You get a smile every time with a valentine.
Wow, what a fear that valentine. Beer after beer.
Most refreshing around. Won't fill you up, won't let you down. You get a smile every time with a valentine.
Get a smile every time.
When the gang gets together, you get the valentine. Always be sure to have plenty of valentine beer on hand.
So get a smile every time. Make it valentine beer.
Wow, wow, beer!
We pause for station identification.
This is WOKO in Albany, New York.
In the first half of the ninth inning, Johnny Bateman leads off for the Colts. One out of three, popped a short, grounded to third, and then slammed a terrific two-run double to left in the sixth inning. Off Bill Stafford, who worked only the one inning, gave up four of the Colts' five hits and all their runs. Tom Metcalf, who came on in the seventh inning, into the windup and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. There will be a pinch hitter for Taylor. Ernie Fazio. Tom Metcalf into the windup. In comes the pitch, and it's right over. Strike two. Short in the hole. Kubek throws high. First baseman. Fazio continues, Bateman on to second. Tony had to go way over into the hole to grab that ball and then overthrew Gonzalez. So we'll see whether they call it a base hit and an error or an error all the way. Probably an error all the way. Fazio comes up to hit for Taylor. Eddie Casco on deck. Metcalf's pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Fazio was with the Colts last year. Little fella. Wide. Jim Ray in the bullpen for the Twins, not for the Colts, excuse me. Here's the pitch, high and inside. Ball one, one and one. Metcalf's next pitch, swung on. There's a looping fly ball in the short center coming on fast as trash to make the catch. Looked for a moment as if it might drop for a Texas League single, but Tom got a good jump on it. Eddie Casco struck out, safe on an error by Yankee third baseman Hector Lopez, playing third base for the first time in 2 years today. Grounded to third and popped to short. Casco is determined ball player. The pitch is high and inside. Ball one. He's a New Jersey boy. Makes his home now in Richmond. Played against the Yankees in the last Yankee-Cincinnati World Series. The pitch swung on. There's a high fly ball in the left center. Archie Moore goes over and makes the catch. And two away. And up comes Nelson Jacob Fox. It's the Fox. It's over for a strike. A one and one count. Johnny Hoffman on deck. Metcalf's delivery swung on as the ground ball hit to short. Long throw necessary, and it is in time. Two back to Gonzalez. And that ends the ball game. No runs, no hits, one error, one left on. I'll be back in a minute with the totals and highlights.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The exclusive Camel blend of choice quality tobaccos has never been equaled for clean-cut taste, honest enjoyment, easy-going mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Right now, make it Camel Fine. Have a Camel cigarette. Right now, make it Camel Fine.
Game that, outside of the score, which is relatively unimportant in spring training, but what was important from the standpoint of the Yankees was the fact that Yogi Berra now has a problem with a season open within a week. One of the men he was counting on most was Bill Stafford, who was brilliant until last year, and he had an off season. But in his last two outings, Stafford has not been the old Stafford, although even going into today's game, he had pitched 11 innings, given up 9 hits and 3 runs. All of them earned, walked 4, struck out 7, and had an earned run average of 2.45, but he didn't look too good in his last outing. And today, well, he just worked one inning, and that Yogi had seen all he wanted to see for the day, because he gave up 4 runs and 4 hits in the 6th inning after the Yankees had finally solved the excellent but sometimes troublesome to a ball club Jim Owens for 2 runs. But on the other side of the picture was Bud Daly, who in 4 previous attempts to prove to the skipper that his arm has come around and that he can be of service to the Yankees, had pitched 13 innings, allowed 11 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. Walked 8, struck out 3 for a 2.08 average, which wasn't too bad. And today, Bud Daly gave up 1 hit in 5 innings, no runs. His control was good. And then in the 6th inning, Stafford came on. And that's when the Colts got going with 1 out. A single, a walk, 2 more singles. And then with 2 outs, Bateman was the fellow that supplied the big blow, a double to left center. And there were 4 runs home. So that overcame the Yankees' 2-run lead, built up in the 5th inning off Jim Owens, who pitched pretty good ball himself, who gave up 7 hits and 2 runs in 7 innings. Blanchard and Lopez had singled. There was a force out at second, and Blanchard did come on home. And then there was an error that added to the scoring. Kubek and Richardson added singles in the inning. And in the eighth inning, singles by Richardson and Maris, an infield out, a walk to Tresh, and an error by Hoffman, a catcher playing first base today. And one of three base hits by Lopez and a single by Gonzalez, who played first base. There were a lot of men out of position. And the total is the Yankees, 6 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for the Houston Colts. The winning pitcher is Tom Metcalf, and the losing pitcher is Chuck Taylor.
Well, that winds up another Atlantic baseball broadcast. Like all Yankee broadcasts, this one came to you by courtesy of P. Valentine & Sons, the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and the Atlantic Refining Company. Sure hope you've enjoyed this game and hope you'll remember to tune in our next broadcast. This is the Home of Champions Network.